I was feeling kind of crap. I was feeling running leper, and the police came. We took a man.
Can we do this seriously? Can we do this seriously? Can I give some levels properly, please?
Since I've been in this studio last, somebody's really these headphones. Who's been wearing these headphones?
Dave Lee Travis has got his weekly
show. Well, I'm going to tell that bearded bastard to keep away
from the podcast.
I told Simon Bates he was the only person whom could wear these. And he said to me, understandably so.
Bit more level?
How much fucking level? How much level do you
want? I was hoping you just did level to, level for 20 minutes.
Well, that's
and fuck
it.
Off.
Pod 5's next. Thanks very much for that. We've already done this pod before, but...
oh, yeah.
It was so shit. And Alan, because the levels, not because of my talent, don't get me wrong.
Although there was a few too many swears in it, but you can talk about that later. Oh, don't strip. He's taking his shirt off. Jesus Christ, the bike.
Do you know what I'm actually wearing tonight? My Relief tracksuit bottoms. These tracksuit... Because I have... I'll tell you what, because I... Ever-changing waistline. I have a pair of jeans for when I'm not feeling too fat.
Right.
Right? Couldn't wear them tonight. I was feeling a bit bubbly. Because I've been practising all weekend for the fastest person who could drink a pint of beer. And, of course, it sort of stretched me around the waist just slightly. I've got two pairs of tracksuit bottoms, good tracksuit bottoms. Then I've got two reserve pair. And then I've got a really sort of reserve, sort of B-team, sort of, well, I wouldn't want to play with him unless he was, you know the one at school who just wasn't picked, team, tracksuit bottoms.
I know what you're saying.
And I've got them on. So,
You're looking gorgeous in them.
I usually say something like, pod four then, welcome. So, here we are, then. I haven't even given you my... We're starting quickly tonight, because you want to get off.
I'm in no rush, this is the thing.
I'm
in no rush.
That's the thing, is you just said... Because I haven't actually logged into my... I was going to say hello to some people on MySpace, but it would mean me...
Oh, honestly, I'm just going to get the computer to you, because I don't...
No, but I can't talk and do things like that at the same time. That's why, originally, I was going to be... It was going to be Mark Fox's jukebox, not Neil Fox's. But I couldn't type... On a rusty old a keyboard that wasn't connected to anything in the studio anyway.
Well, why don't you, when you play a song, one of your first songs, you can log in, can't you?
Because, because we're live and you can pause.
Yeah, it's live. It's 1 o'clock.
So, hello. How are you? All right. What I did was, I thought, someone's texting me. Let me just see who's texting me. Europe has a language problem, or would you prefer a pint of milk outside a shop? Right, that's the Russian embassy. So I just respond, the geese fly backwards over my house in Moscow. I just want to say, because I wrote this on the tube coming in, because you said, let's do the same pod as we did with the one that we couldn't do, because but I can't be asked doing the same thing. So,
do you want to explain that? What went wrong?
What went wrong was we did it at home on the laptop, and we got away with pod 3. By the way, you can still download Pod 3 if you want. And if you like Alan Moore and V for Vendetta, there's a real treat on there. I say that again, not because I'd like more than the four people who downloaded it to download it, but because there is a real treat on there for anyone who likes V for Vendetta, the film. Sorry, coughing.
Why don't you sit down? You always look so awkward when you stand up.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
You look like the wolf.
That is just me. I can't help that, mate. And thanks for talking about my affliction like that. I can't help it. What did you ask me? You asked me a question. Why couldn't we do the... Yeah, because the sound levels were shit. Anyway, so some of the things we were talking about in the last podcast, which we probably won't talk about now because they won't fit into the conversation.
No, there was...
It's been ages, because we were talking about... You'd only just had your operation then. I'm right, you're nearly fully cured now, aren't you, really?
Yeah. I haven't got the AIDS anymore.
But because we didn't... You feel like they probably heard about it, but they haven't because we didn't put it out. We talked about it. Do you want to quickly tell people
I thought the reason... in the original
Quicker
podcast you recorded at home, I thought the reason you got me to tell the story was so you can go and get a smoke, but obviously not. You actually want to hear about it. Had an operation. Feeling good now. Excellent.
Just going, nipping off to the toilet.
How is Chas?
What do you mean by that? A smoke?
A smoke?
Anyone would think you were...
Your Marlboro Lights. Everyone knows you're crazy on your Marlboro Lights.
For a minute, I thought you were talking Paul McCartney. And I nearly threatened to sue. I have to be careful, because at the moment, I don't know how long this will be before we get it out onto online, but at the moment, there's a full moon. Have you seen the full moon?
Oh, yeah, oh my God.
I can do better than that. I felt the full moon.
Go on.
No, I'm talking. You know the draw of me because I'm Cancer. My star sign's Cancer. It's not. Oh, that's sick. So who have we done? We've mocked the afflicted, people who look a bit mingy.
I think I kind of did AIDS earlier on as well.
Done AIDS. Now we're doing people who've got cancer. That's great. Great one. We'll do fine. We'll get them all in the end. The Welsh.
Scottish.
Yeah, definitely the Scottish.
We're the Irish, Mark.
Let's work up to how bad things are. So we'll start with cancer and finish with the Scottish. Right, so basically... No, don't. So basically, there's a full moon out there, and I know. I can tell you when there's a full moon without even looking. I can feel it. And last week, there was this real... You know, you came round last week, mm-hmm. seeing me, and you come in. As soon as you walked in the door, you hadn't said anything. You just went, bloody hell, what's going on? You're a bit. I was a bit flat. I'm a bit down. I've been watching that documentary with Stephen Fry, and it's all coming to. I know I'm bipolar. I said. He said, "Don't you mean bipolar?" I said, "No, I'm not cold. I just feel depressed." And it's true. And I was talking to a friend of mine, the great Mr. P, last night, came out to see me. And Alan thinks he's an imaginary friend because he never comes around when I was there.
He doesn't exist,
There's
is
a
he?
Reason for that, but never mind. And he came around and he said to me, he thinks it's more than just the moon. He thinks it's about men having periods.
Are you on the blob?
I've got the painters in.
I was wondering what that mess in the toilet was.
Well, no, that's the only thing. We don't have to chuck out part of our guts every month to do that. Sorry, girls. So, you know, there's no need for part of our stomach to... I wish I could shit part of my stomach out, but I can't each month. So, but I do think that we go through that same hormonal thing, right? Where it's round in a circle, and every so often... I've put it down with me, it's about every 2 minutes, but some people it should
be. You are right, actually. But the thing is, ours come round a lot more. I think I go.
It's not that. It's because we have to live with people there who are doing it, and with you know, women say, "Oh, don't mind me when I'm premenstrual," but well, I have to live with you when you're premenstrual, postmenstrual, menstrual. Do you know what I mean? It's the whole thing. I live in a world of seeing. I say to my wife and daughters, I live in a world of femininity, and I should be bloody knighted. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But do you get some days when you just... You told me it's because you drink too much gin, but I can't believe that.
I actually think it's gin. Because I go a bit heavy on the old gin, and they do say gin gets you depressed, and I didn't believe it until a couple of months ago where I had a few, and it's not the time you drink the gin, it's the day after.
Well, you see, this is the problem. They said to me, somebody said to me, don't drink gin, it makes you depressed. Mm. So I drank a bottle of it to see if it was true, and I felt great. But for 3 days afterwards, I felt fucking bad, I tell you, mate.
Right, when we had that heavy day, we had a heavy day of drinking.
It lasted 2 days, that's how heavy it was.
Yeah, but the third day, oh God, I wasn't happy with that.
And I'm 29 now, and I'm not getting over it as quick as I used to.
You can't even count anymore after that gin, can you?
Yeah, thank you very much. Right, listen, this is first of three songs we're playing tonight. This is on my MySpace site. Just quickly want to mention the fact, thanks Tom, for the fact that my MySpace doesn't actually work at the moment. I can't comment or message anyone, although I can receive messages and comments. MySpace.com/MarkFoxOff.
Mark Fox.
/MarkFox1, and you can message and comment me, but I can't message and comment you at the moment unless it's a picture comment.
Who is /MarkFox?
One.
No, who is /MarkFox?
He's a guy from Nottingham.
Someone came in there and got your name beforehand. There's
yes,
another
it's
Mark Fox
from Nottingham. He's a musician, and he's 27 years old, and he's quite a cool bloke. And he'd like us to play one of his songs on here, on the pod. But, you know... I've listened to him and he's going to get better. No, I don't. No, he hasn't sent me one yet. So I don't want to fall out with people.
Musicians, the Scottish people with AIDS, cancer. Hang on a second. That's it.
Got plenty of time yet, my friend. Got plenty of time yet. I had this raster on the train on the way down. Wait till I tell you. Right, is this song? You'll love it.
My cat is afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes vroom, vroom, vroom. Afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes vroom, vroom, vroom. And the way it makes calls in the middle of the night to shadowy men with underworld connections. Its conversations sound innocent enough, but then why is it whispering and saying things that are obviously code, like go to the laundry and pick up my shorts? It's a vacuum cleaner, it doesn't wear shorts, but it does have a secret hidden room full of instruments of torture from ancient times that were stolen from a little known Idaho museum. And on the wall in the secret room is a picture of actor Anthony Hopkins, taken from the movie Silence of the Lambs, the one where he wears the scary mask. And next to the picture of Anthony Hopkins is a picture of the vacuum cleaner in the same scary mask, but a smaller version. It's cute in a way, but in other ways, no. And also on the walls are some scribbled words, incoherent paranoid rants, written in a language called vacuumese, derived from French, and the operating manual of a 1972 Electrolux. And what is written on those walls in the language known as vacuumese sends icy chills up my little cat's spine and makes it toss and turn at night. But the thing about the vacuum cleaner that scares my cat the very most, that makes it wait in a cold, cold sweat and haunts its days and haunts its nights and makes it jump at the slightest noise, is the way it goes vroom 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 vroom.
There, that was lovely, wasn't it? What a lovely song. My cat's afraid of my dog Dave. And just before that, somebody said to me off air, they said that was quite impressive what you did with the recognizing thing is,
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Just saying random shit out of here. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to tell you this thing about a thing. It came over and he went, all right. And I said, oh, what are you doing? And he went, I've seen this thing. And he went, oh, my thing. He said, what, hello?
No, I said, I can recognise a full moon without seeing it, right? But somebody said to me off air just now, you know, I could recognise it was there because of the pool. And somebody said to me, not as good as Richard Madeley. You can recognise a Mongol from the back of his head. Write it down with all the other things. We've got to go somewhere. I can't tell you where we're recording this pod, but we've got to go upstairs in a bit and try and interview Jeremy Kyle.
So I wonder where we are.
If we do get to interview him, we'll put it on the pod at the end.
We can't say anything, but 30 Leicester Square, all right?
Put it this way, he said to me, I mean, I'm only his mate, right? I ran up the road once, right, when he broke his foot to get a fucking painkiller for him while he was on air, because the twat was kicking the desk underneath. And I rang him yesterday. I said, any chance that you can come on and do a bit on my podcast? He said, I'll have to ring up my agent and ask.
Whatever. How wanky is that?
Fucking hell. Ring up your agent and ask him what? It's about 40 people listen to this. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know.
I'm just going to phone my agent, make sure I can.
I'm going to play Jezza. Actually, I do talk to him. I'm going to purposely call him Jizza.
Jizza.
Just for a laugh. Right then. I feel like I've just gone up those stairs in the Dragon's Den. Because they deliberately put those stairs there, so when you get up there, you're fucked, right? So by the time you get halfway through, you're trying to sell your little... This is for you'll love this, right? It's a little button that if you put it on your head and you press it, every time you tell a lie, a little ding comes up. And what you, and then you look at all the dragons and they're all looking at going, no, you haven't got an idea, have you? You haven't got an idea. Then the Scottish bloke, he gives you a good telling off for being wasting his time. Peter Jones, he comes on. That woman, what is she there for?
She winds us up,
didn't
she?
What is she there for? Red Letter Company. The only reason she says, because didn't she sell it to Peter Jones or something?
She set up the Red Letter Company and sold it to two of the dragons. I don't know which ones. And she's only there because they bought out a crappy company and made
allegedly,
it.
Allegedly, if she listens to this pod, if she's not listening to this pod, that's the definite truth.
Yeah. Spa day, anyone?
She didn't quite get it. She was trying to.
A day at the shops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what will you give me for that? I need £100,000. Well, I can give you a sauna and a weekend at a hotel. Oh, my daughter said to me earlier on, I was trying to tell her what I was doing on the pod. She said to me, Daddy, she said, you're trying too hard. And it just reminded me of, I thought, well, that's not a bad heckle from a 10-year-old. I'd have to lie about her age because she's only 10. She doesn't want me to lie about it till she's 13. What's the best heckle you've ever heard, Alan, in your life? Can you think of any? Against you? Or indeed an anti-heckle that you came back with to prove people that you really are fantastically talented and witty on the radio?
Fuck off.
Well, you see, somebody said that to me on MySpace, right? I sent off this thing saying to people, look, I can't message or comment anybody at the moment I'm sorry about this. I'm going to send it out a few times because I can send bulletins, but I couldn't send messages or comments. Now, bulletins are read by all your friends. Mm. But because I've got 4,000 friends, right, half of them I did one night, I was drunk, they looked good. Mm. I didn't expect them ever to write back.
Titties, yeah?
But yeah, of course. Because I've got 4,000 friends, I thought, well, I better send more than one bulletin because they're not always going to read the first bulletin.
No, that's not.
So I apologise at the bottom for anyone who would read more than one bulletin. No. You know, because it might upset you.
Yeah. You've got to be careful with these MySpace dudes, haven't you?
Well, I was still polite. So anyway, I sent back this, and I got a load of replies back, and most of them were really, really nice. Right. And if I can just say hello to... This is a good time to say hello to... Put this one on, because...
Oh, well, that one's shite, honestly.
Well, hello? It is shit. Let me just quickly go off this one, which is shit. Because I'm nearer this computer. Hello to Chunk. That's Sam in Greenwich. Hello, Sam.
Oh, Sam in Greenwich.
To Dave, Buddhist Shemsu, Michelle, Kathy, Monery. We've got a lot in common, me and this girl, Monery. Mandy, Jenny, Burgit. Can you turn that... go on to it now. Let me go on the next one. Especially to Claire. Claire's lovely. Also to a group called Love Bites. Haven't heard them yet. Jovi Smash, which is a friend of Naomi's, my daughter. She's on there. Val, Sally Ann, Dee Dee, Scorpion Princess. And there's loads, loads more. If you sent me a message, thank you very much for sending me a message over the last... Back to the mic. Seamless. Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, because I haven't been able to message or comment you. Thank you for sending me those messages. Thanks to everybody, even the few people who gave me a hard time. I've put a new person in my top list, which is Technoflex, which basically is me set up another account so that I can send back from that one at the moment while I'm waiting to find out why I can't send back. Even I'm fucking asleep now.
I'm going over.
I was going to say, yes, the heckles. Right, this woman said to me, she sent back one after me being polite, sending this out saying, I can't talk to everybody at the moment, Tom's a tosser. She sent one back saying, fuck off. Now, she invited me. It was one of those days I was in a black mood, and I thought, I can't even bother to be creative with this. I can't even be bothered to think of an Oscar Wilde witticism. So I just went back. You are a very sad little girl, I said. The least you could do to someone you invited to join your list is be polite.
Hmm.
So she sent me another one back. She said, please fuck off. Which, yeah. So it reminded me of a couple of fantastic heckles. Are we all right? How are we doing for time?
Oh, are we meant to be recording this?
Isn't that the record?
Eligible, not too stupid, intelligible, and cute as Cupid. Knowledgeable, but not always right, salvageable, and free for the night. But my heart's running round like a chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out of love. The poor thing's blind as a bat, getting up, falling down, getting up. Who'd fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off? My wife doesn't understand me, many dozens hope to land me. I'm for free love, and I'm in free fall. This could be love, or nothing at all. But my heart's running round like a chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out of love. The poor thing's blind as a bat, getting up, falling down, getting up. Who'd fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off? We don't have to be stars exploding in the night, or electric eels under the covers. We don't have to be anything quite so unreal. Let's just be lovers. Thank you. like a chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out of love. Poor thing's blind as a bat, getting up, falling down, getting up. Who'd fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off?
Welcome along, Pod 4, the beginning. You missed 20 minutes because he couldn't begin asked to record it, but it was crap. So if I was upstage heckling him, I'd probably say something like, "You, sir, down there. As I was on here tonight, I passed a sewage farm and I decided to do a stock check and they were a bucket of shit short. I'm glad I can see where it's turned up." Or I might say, "You, with a big nose, front row. If I want come back off you, I'll... If I want come back off... If I want... I'll do another one. If I want come back off you, I'll come over there and wipe it off your chin myself with a tissue.
Do another one.
Yeah, that wasn't really that good, was it? Another good one is... this was somebody actually on the doing this as a comedian. He looked out and he said, "Any sun readers out there?" And someone like shouted out, "Yeah, and I'm reading the fucking thing now, so shut up!" And one more, while I'm on a roll. I once had a good one. I interviewed Howard Jones. And I said to him, "All right, Howard." He went, "Yeah, all right." I said, "Did your life change dramatically after you wrote the riddle?" And he refused to have his picture taken with me. And he fucked off in a strop. Mark at mark-fox.co.uk. Get through to me. And if you want to send in your own heckles, like "Shut up, fatty," or "What's with the podcast? We thought there was only going to be one." Then please do, mark at mark-fox.co.uk. You can also check out Alan's site, Alan Lake.
AlanLake.com, AlanLake.com.
Yeah.
AlanLake.com. Yeah.
And check out my mark-fox.co.uk, because I can actually message and comment on that rather than, and MySpace and all that crap.
MySpace.com.
MySpace.com, put them down. Garden implement. MyGardenImplement.com. We certainly weren't being racist. Interesting homework. Right, this is, I can't really do this with you. Interesting homework with my daughter tonight. And this is tomatoes. Smell, you can't smell anything, can you?
I can smell everything, mate.
No, spell.
Oh, all right, sorry. Yeah, S-P-E.
Tomatoes.
T-M-A-A.
Yeah, see, I knew it wouldn't work with you. Just let me tell you that most people who smell. Here's an interview with Jezza. Get off my stage!
Right, draw a line in the sand.
So people do want to know if you're... by the way, that comment earlier on about spades.
Sorry.
No, it just reminded me of a story. This is an absolute true story, and I'll tell you it very quickly, right? I once got told off because I was in a small radio station. Now, don't take this the wrong way, because it's just the way it happened. This is just the way it happened. I was at a small radio station. And there were two guys on there. One of them's the guy, the voice of the BBC now, a guy called Delroy Haynes. And he wasn't there. And I was filling in for one of the first shows that I'd ever done. Right? And it turned out that a guy was taking his place, was a guy called Ray Bradshaw. Now, unbeknown to me, and not that I'd give a shit, they both happened to be coloured fellas. Right? Black. Oh, yeah. They're both black fellas. Right? But I didn't know that at the time. I did not know that. But in the evening, when I was I was trying to be witty and zany.
What's coming up.
Well, look, you know, please don't take offence, because it was not meant that way. I was sitting in the studio. I thought, I've got to better do a witty link here. So I said, Delroy Haynes... I said, "He can't come in tomorrow. He's getting he's going to be Ray Bradshaw tomorrow." And what I wanted to imply was, "But don't worry, he's rubbish," or something like that. I wanted to say something like, I ended up saying, "But don't worry, a spade's a spade." No, but wait, because a lot of you are laughing. I hope in the right way, because it was not meant that way in a racist form at all. And I told Delroy and confessed to Ray afterwards. But the programme controller rang me up the next day going bonkers.
Funny that.
That was Mr. Etumwagi. He went absolutely nuts with me. Oh, dear. Big shout out at the moment for our favourite programme of the week, which is we weren't too keen of him on XFM, but we do like Extras, don't we?
Oh, Extras! Do you know what? This series is fantastic. Absolutely, they've got it. They've nailed it. British TV at its best. Ronnie Corbett doing coke. Come on.
Yeah, it was particularly good this week, I have to say. And Stephen Fry and Ronnie Corbett doing that. The woman from Holby City.
Oh, hello. Oh, well, what is her name? What is her number?
She's apparently very boring. Very, very boring. And I'll tell you that now, and I mean that most sincerely. If you still get the story about Ray Bradshaw and Delroy, I'll be surprised. I think I'll probably edit that out. I can imagine a lawsuit. Plenty of time to go, then. See how quick it goes.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Just say quick. Let me just check that, sir. I've done everything I wanted to do. You can check me off on this. Men having periods.
Tick.
Kids around shops. I haven't done it, but I just want to quickly say, shoot the bastards.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Honestly. They intimidate me, honestly.
Well, I mean, they don't intimidate me.
And they're 13, and I'm 14.
Yeah, but around the waist. And I don't know. They get annoyed. I get annoyed with them. There's a bloke on the train on the way. Nothing to do with that. There's a bloke, a Rasta, on the train behind me tonight as I come in here tonight. And he's sitting there and he's talking on his phone and he's going, "Yeah, yeah, man, absolutely, man. Yeah, no worries. You can bet on it. Ciao, Rastafari. No what?" And as he looked up, we were pulling out a Canary Wharf, and he wanted to get off. Right, and he went, "Oh no." "I don't believe it."
"Oh, Jesus."
"Oh, goodness sake, can you believe?" And then he looked back and went, "Char." Which is what we're going to say now. Char and all that. I'm going to leave Alan to play the last song, right? I'm going to let you choose what the last song is, Mr. Lake.
You're going to love this song. This is a little song I play to my mum and dad every weekend when I go down and see them on the Isle of Wight.
How are they in prison? They're surviving?
Well, yeah, Parkhurst is all right with them nowadays, you know, after the escape, you know. They're back in now, they're all right.
A big up. The next two podcasts are going to be slightly different because we've got a couple of ideas we want to try out, i.e. Saggy Bollocks and a thing called radiotherapy. So
bear with us.
Bear with us on this. It may work, it may not, but it doesn't really matter. There's only 30 of you paying attention, so fuck it.
Can I play my song yet?
Play your song and let's get out of here, big boy.
My mother wears a burqa, my father does it too. I have to wear a burqa, the burqa is blue. The sky over Kabul is also very blue. The blue is from the burqa, 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 blue. Blue, blue, burqa. My auntie wears a burqa, my uncle does it too. My sister doesn't like it, but she wears it too. Blue, blue, burqa, blue. Blue, blue, burqa, blue. My grandma wears a burqa, and my grandpa does it too. I will wear this burqa, but only just for you. Blue, blue, burqa, blue. You give me all your love, you give me all your kisses, and then you touch my burqa and do not know who is it. My mother wears blue jeans now, and I am so surprised. The things are changing faster, I don't know if it's right. Blue,
Is the way it goes, vroom, 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 vroom.